coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. Walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been.
God is moving.
And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes.
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 Yes. I'm coming out of my gone. I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling me
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been.
God is moving.
And for the rest of my
everyone. How are we all doing? I believe we are ready for tonight. as God will be answering questions in our hearts tonight. Amen. Amen. I believe that. All right. So I officially welcome you to Hearts on Fire. It's a developmental ministry platform for men and women who would love to be developed in the word and in prayer, right? That's the group hosting tonight. And tonight we will be I would like you to have a desire tonight concerning tonight's meeting. I'd like you to have a desire. I want you to propose in your heart. I want you to have a request. I don't want you to listen barely. I want you to have faith rise in your heart, believing, you know, something tonight. From our e-flyer, we're going to be talking about words. And this is important, all right? So in you having desires, you would be able to now place, as the man of God begins to speak to us, you'll be able to apply, you know, very well to your own particular situation, your own particular circumstances or something. God's word is spirit and it's life. Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. All right, so I declare tonight life in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that your spirit is awake. Your soul is awake. Your body is awake. There is an alertness in your spirit tonight. I declare heavy hearts are lightened tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare that there are answers to questions in your heart concerning any matter at all. Any matter. There is clarity by the Spirit of God to you, for you, concerning anything that you might even be going through, that you just find clarity tonight in the name of Jesus. You find clarity tonight. For everyone that will be listening in, and everyone that is right now with me, I want you to pray with me. I want you to, you know, let's just release our faith together where this meeting is concerned, tonight, tomorrow. I just want us to release our faith together in tongues. Let's just go ahead and just talk in the Holy Ghost, talk in tongues. Let's charge up ourselves right now in the Holy Ghost. Could you go ahead and speak? Rekabo Sumpranda Lebro Shakaya Dosh Linda Liga do Suprada Disa Zanto Le Kabaroko Supada Gdusa Linda Rosh Karabata Labrake Sukando Labrosa Lekom to Le Karuta La Papa Leke Suprenosha Manda Lebrosa Gada Gdusa Echo to Lapra Kato Le Prenketosha. Echo also. I receive answers tonight. That's someone's testimony in the name of Jesus. Answers tonight. Echo Shamako Suprada Dosha. Andole Bronkala Branketo Sukraga Dosa. Manda Lebro Shakaya Gada Shakaya Gruso. Mamboro Kababa Mbeliga Deza. Lekosha Makaso. Zeto la prata lecre nonoso, imborosha pradeca bacodosa, zate le ki parocoso, makosha kadasa, econa lecra nonosa, strength in our inner man, strength in our inner man, Strength in the name of Jesus. Strength to pull through difficult situations. I hear that in my spirit. Lekabakosha, strength in the name of Jesus. Strength. Lekusha mako sofranto lekadesa mambala pata paro sokora gadosha. Strength in the name of Jesus to know what to do per time and per season. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lekara kadosha leko. Zomoto la prika sefredo raba supranoso kadasa enko tolika leko sofrada la kadosa manesa nanesha leko sofradeka badosa that our steps are duly ordered. Amoka bakaro nonosa, duly ordered to the right sets of people. Leko shamakaro sanandererosa, duly ordered. O makina nakando lobroso pradesa, eko to a timely walk into opportunities in the name of Jesus. Leko shamakaro senekedosa. Ekambarosa, ilu karamakota lekedosa, timely, a timely word for you tonight. Hallelujah. A timely word for you tonight. A word that you would roll with. Lekima rokodosha, fight with. Lekambaro kadosa, endorosha, instructions, enkondo that will bail you out on situations. Instructions that would grant you answers. Lekamba rosha manesa kadosa andorosa to that thing that bothers you, to that thing that you have been looking forward to. In the name of Jesus. Lekamba rokabakabashi lekuso fekuso mantala prakadosha andelekia rakadasa zato la kadosha mantara kadosa rikozo monto la bradosa kadosa enorosha keira kadosha mataya kadosa ekoso matoto lihandaraka lakoso pregadosa kera nosa manto la brosa. Yes, I know it's online, but there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. So I declare an encounter for you listening in right now. I declare an encounter by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. It speaks to your situation in the name of Jesus. Kira makarosa fetorosa endorosh karakabasa patia lekuso matola brante enkonusha karosa andorosa pedusa manesa kadosa. This couple of minutes that we're going to be spending together, I declare that you would engage the Spirit. Hallelujah. You would engage the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Where you are, in the name of Jesus. Lekamborosha, rakaba supragadosa. I come against distraction tonight. Hallelujah. I come against every level of distraction, whether self or external. In the name of Jesus, I declare you hear what you need to hear. You know what you need to know. You move by the revelation you need to move by. Tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lekusha makarosa ne. Kedisa leka papa lekoso mundo lebrasha roso pradosa. I declare clarity in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. Lika bakamba lekoso raba suprehinda lakuso manzo predusha kadesa enkonosa. I declare that you're comforted by the word that comes to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, there is comfort in your spirit. Lina nosha mane karoso, vitada basupra neka rokodusha enonosa. Or for someone, I declare in the name of Jesus that you will just know what to do. Hallelujah. You will just know what to do. You will just know what to do. What to do comes to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will just know. Amanosa, the next steps to take, you will just know. Makambe lekeso, fitola prakata lekuso, inteleka nokusha makuta lekendeke, rabababa suprena kosha, indorosa, ekodosa, andolo brokodosa, that the Spirit speaks to us tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Spirit speaks to us tonight, 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 in the name of Jesus. Omaroso kaya rosa, enanoka lekra da dasa kadosa. Omarosa, that the Spirit gives us direction tonight, in the name of Jesus. What He wants us to hear is what we hear tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lakosha makoso kadosa maneso, enkanosa odrin. The vessel that will speak to us tonight, ordering in every direction, just to fit into all the needs in the house. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Likabaroso maneko, ratole kedosa, endorosha. Come on, go ahead. Supply the Spirit where you are. Go ahead. Lina nonso, makura bosha, enkoso kura basita lakira, latata leketete lekosuto, inforo shipara badosa, enonosa, lekonto labradadosa. Eko shemika rosu kadusa, endo rakabanta, eko suprada dosa, enonosa. Deep things in your heart that has caused any level of tears, I declare tonight there are answers for you to change that situation yourself. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost says. It says you will change the situation yourself tonight. Hallelujah. The situations will be changed tonight by you speaking, by you knowing what to do. From tonight, in the name of Jesus, you will no longer cry. Hallelujah. If you would ever cry again, it will be tears of joy. Hallelujah. Lekusha makana nanoso kodu. Rekonusha pradisa, antele kosukra gadosa, le kabarosa fito yarabasha, ekosu makarosa, netale kridise kradusa, makaparosha, kendo ruso pradosa, matoya rosa. Right attitudes come. Right attitudes. That's what I hear. Right attitudes. Minanosha manosa, to the things of the Spirit. Right attitudes. Lekosha makarosa, to the instructions of the Spirit. Right attitudes. As He sends them to you, as He ministers them to you, you yield in the name of Jesus. You have right attitude in the name of Jesus to the things of the Spirit. Lekosha makora basokradosa, enkodosa, kanadosa. I hear family. Hallelujah. I hear families, families, families. I call forth restoration. Nakaba kabanke likempe rukuso kuto lekisha. I call forth restoration right now. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Restoration tonight. From tonight, in the name of Jesus, we declare that the word is sown. In karama konshe kedusa, in that family, the words are sown in that family. In the name of Jesus, needs are met. Lekusha manoso kadesa, supernatural needs are met. In karosha kera gedosa, rabatula kratusa pratiso kotusha. I said something about opportunity is coming back to me. And I declare the name of Jesus that the Spirit orders your steps to your place of opportunity, your place of flourishing. In the name of Jesus. Let kosha. Oh, please forgive me tonight. I just wanted us to pray. I think I'm moving in another direction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Akouraba kabankeronte. Lekusha kira mosu kenda rokodoso elamonto. You just go ahead talking other tongues. You go ahead pray, 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 pray. Nambora ba shikara gadosa endoruso fredoroso kaba kamberodoshe ekuso kanta lakadosa keba kusu kadosa. Healings for bodies in the name of Jesus. Healings tonight. Healings, healings. Not because there is a particular illness, but because there is this is for someone. Lekusha makosha lakadosa, because you feel disappointed. Yes, that's it. You feel disappointed about a situation, about something that has happened to you. I declare healings in the name of Jesus. Healings for you. Healings in the name of Jesus. Healings. You are healed internally. You are healed from your heart. You are healed. You are healed even in your inner man. You are healed. Lekombo ronshe kimbara kadosa. Ekamba roso farabaka baba lekeya. Oh, I feel the anointing right now. And I know Kabaka Roked also. And Oru Shakira Gadisi Kadoso Zantata Lekiba Kusukrada Dosha Mandaleso. Total healing in the name of Jesus. Lekusha Mako Totoye Lakadosa. Total. Total healing. Total healing tonight. Likabosh. Total healing tonight. Troubled waters are calmed in the name of Jesus. Calmed. Troubled waters calmed. Lekiba kolka yakaboka. Liko sukale kedusha. Kibaro. Mandelibro sikaya rosa. Kelo kosha kaya radasa. Troubles. Kele kamade kelosha. Ankoroso kedisa. I declare that you are averted from evil. In the name of Jesus, Likamborosa, your paths are averted from evil. Linanoso, Kinanoso, he orders your step, you listen. Bible says he orders the steps of the righteous. So you listen to his ordering. In the name of Jesus, you listen to his direction, his movement. Likamborosho, you are the right place in the name of Jesus. Omarusa, Kadesa, Kadosa, Endorosha, Kira, Maneka, Dodosa, no longer would you go around in circles in the name of Jesus. No longer would you move around in circles. I speak to you right now and I declare ekuna na kadika bakusa kediko lekoko tatata lekoso menese kadisa. You are loosed from just moving around in circles, no longer. Ekaromos, I speak on anosa and advancement. I speak likushi kipa kaleko tolika mandorika that you are pulled out of that circle in the name of Jesus. Likusha makoro sotoye lekedoza manda. Alakiba kora basata endorush yakira makero doso. You move. You begin to move from tonight. You begin to move from your heart in the name of Jesus. He heals you. You move in the name of Jesus. You move. You are on the move from tonight. No longer will you be in circles. You would no longer move in that circle. You are free. You are free. Bible says he that the Son of God has set free is free indeed. So freedom tonight in the name of Jesus. Ekura bakabaya no. Hey, kabakula boroso. Endaruso kiba kuto lekishataya. Mandariko de kiba. Nekila kuso toto ikadosa. Arabashipola kuso tayadosa. Hey, kamaka bakura. Lakuso teke toto kibakandele brosha. Hallelujah. Lekubaka lekuso prakoso. Endo rakamba rusha. Eno nusa. Oh, I want to speak. You're gonna understand this, but I just saw something in my spirit right now. It looks like triangles in box spaces, and maybe rectangles or square in a triangle space. That means that you are in the wrong place. Lekashikaya dosa, ekoso makushikira dosa, I declare a repositioning tonight. Hallelujah. A repositioning tonight. A repositioning tonight for you. A repositioning tonight. Yikabakura mandalebrosa. Hey. Akaba shikaro sutaye dosa. Enono sukraga dosa. Nandali brodo shikayano rogodoso. Entoleke sopraga dosa. Come on, where you are, go ahead. Say glory to God. 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 The Lord knows your case. If I didn't mention it, he knows your case. He knows your case. And he's going to reach out to you. Hallelujah. He's going to reach out to you anyway. You are his son. You are his daughter. And maybe you're here. You're not born again yet. This is an opportunity for you to get born again. All right? But tonight, the Lord will be meeting his people. Ekosha makarosa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ekando lika bakabo kodusa nenesa. Lekosha paros kara dosa. Endoros kenoros. Just as the Spirit over and over the waters, in the name of Jesus, I speak. Lekonda lekara kadisa, light, 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 light be in the name of Jesus. Where darkness has found place, where darkness has tabernacled, I speak light. In the name of Jesus, light comes to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Makora ba shekaya na bosa endoros. Oh, glory to God. 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 We're going to be praying a lot, I believe, or as the Spirit leads us tomorrow. So, glory to God. Glory to God. We'll just find a way of rounding this up so that we can move on into what we have tonight. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Once again, I want to welcome you to Hearts on Fire platform. I want to say something right now that you will be on fire by the end of tonight. Hallelujah. You will be on fire by the end of this weekend in the name of Jesus. You will be on fire, on fire. Your spirit will be awakened in the name of Jesus. You would know what to do, how to do what to do in the name of Jesus. The right word that you need comes to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Glory, ha, 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 ha. We rejoice in advance. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, go ahead. If you start talking in tongues now, go ahead, talk in other tongues. We're going to be rounding this up in a few minutes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Awesome time tonight in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Awesome time tonight. Ha 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 ha. Endoro shekewa kadosa. Lekonda labrosa. I just saw a picture of the Lord holding a hand up right now. In the name of Jesus. Your hands are lifted. Ikabosa. Like you're being pulled. Hallelujah. Akushebekedosa. You are in a room. I see a man actually. You're in a room and it looks as if your hands are lifted. You know, and I see the Lord pull you. Hallelujah. Ekoshemekarosa kayarosa. And also you are pulled. You're pulled. Pulled. Pulled from your present status. You are pulled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pulled. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is something. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh my carosha mekadosa. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All right, we need to go into tonight. Tonight is crucial. I believe so. So we need to go into tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 All right, tonight I present to you God's vessel, the person of my covenant partner, my head, my pastor, my friend, my lover, all right? And he is also my one and only husband, all right? And his name is Reverend Larry Rex Onosoya. All right, I'd like you to welcome him as the next voice we're going to be hearing after now will be it. Thank you.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Well, evening, depending on time zone. But hello, everybody. Welcome and glory to God. That was awesome. I believe that we receive every word that has been spoken. I believe that we receive everything that has been said. You know, God be praised. We receive. Receive. It's today. It's tomorrow. All right. So just tell someone you know to join in, all right, to tune in and to get blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we were talking about the spoken word. So I'll say a number of things that might be familiar, but the issue is the familiarity. I believe the Holy Ghost will throw light upon what will be said in this place tonight. I believe also, you know, as my wife had said earlier, that there will be answers, there'll be clarity, and there'll be so much progress that every one of us will make here tonight. So much progress in the name of Jesus. But one thing I would believe I need to say, that I believe God will have me say again and again through this teaching tonight, all right, it's about an hour teaching, you know, so just strap on and let's fly. All right, but one thing I believe God will have me say, you know, it's actually an hour teaching. We're ending at 10:30, so we're good to go. One thing God will have me say, okay, is something happens. Great things happen when you speak. All right? Something happens. Great things happen when you speak. So you might need to write that somewhere. You might need to say that to yourself. Something happens. Great things happen when I speak. Something happens. Great things happen when I speak. This is very important. Okay, so that's why I said don't handle tonight with familiarity. Just in case you might have listened to us before and all of that, handle tonight with a little more sensitivity. It's a spirit meeting, all right? All right, so, you know, so we receive revelation, amen? Now, we know that life is voice activated, all right? God created a system based on voice command. We know that, all right? We know that. So, but one thing is clear, and that's one of the things I need to ask, or I believe we need to know tonight, is the fact that as much as we know, we really don't do as we ought to, okay? As much as we know it, we're not doing it as much as we ought to. So I'll say that again. As much as we know that there's power in our words, as much as we know that death and life are in the power of our tongue, as much as we know that we can say to them, as much as we know that there is the command of the voice, we do not do it as much as we ought to. So it's the doer that is blessed, according to James chapter 1, not just the hearer, not the reader, not the excited person, not the one who quotes the word, but it's the doer. So right now, you know, just take a look around and see how things are. Well, you can, yeah, right now, all right, where your living room, you're sitting in a chair, right then, your living room, you're in your bedroom, just where you are right now listening, take a look at where you are and tell yourself, this will change, all right, because I will change it, yes. All right, by the words of my mouth, all right, you could do that again, all right, should I give you like maybe say 5 times, all right, this will change, because I will change it by the words of my mouth. This will change. I will change it by the words of my mouth. this will change. I will change it by the words of my mouth. This will change. I will change it by the words of my mouth. This will change. I will change it by the words of my mouth. All right. Look at it again. I want you to look. Right. Like I said, don't be familiar. We'll deal with the familiar. But there's revelation and it's flowing already. There's revelation. It's flowing already. Look again. Look. Look. That sofa is not the one you want, right? You want something else. That, yeah. So look, 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 look. It's there because you still left it there. All right. Oh no, but I didn't have the money to buy another. No, yes, I have those kind of thoughts too. All right. But reality is it's there because we left them there. All right. They are there because we left them there. All right. They change when we ask them to. Right. It's a voice command. It's a voice command. They are there. All right. When we leave them there. Are you getting that? All right. It's activated. So we've got to activate. We've got to activate. How? By voice. So we'll begin in the beginning. Okay. So Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. We know this, voice command. God said, and there was. 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 God said. So look again. What looks like is chaotic. You know, Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth was without form. The earth was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth was without form. It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. All right. The earth was chaotic. It was in disarray. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. So what in your life seems like that? Your finances? What in your life seems like that? Your health? What in your life seems maybe good but could be better? Then God said. Then God said. Then God said. Then God said. God said. God said. God said. You know each thing that God said, he saw. All right? It's voice activated. Voice activated. God spoke and these things came to pass. So we see that God was not moved by what he saw. God spoke what he wanted. I know we know it. I know, all right? You know, but like I said, it's that we know, but we really are not doing as much as we ought to with the spoken word or the speaking of God's word to situations and circumstances are concerned. We easily get overwhelmed. We easily allow them to affect us. We easily allow them to seem insurmountable. There's no power greater than the word of God. There's no power as strong as the word of God. And don't forget, something happens. Great things happen when you speak. Something happens. Great things happen when you speak. Something happens. Great things happen when you speak. I want you to think like a king. All right? Bible says in multiple places that we're kings. Romans 5 and 17 says we reign as kings in life. All right? 1 Peter 2, all right, and verse 9 says we're royal priesthood. That means we're kingly priests. All right? Revelations, all right? Chapter 1, all right, lets us know that he made us kings and priests. So, hey, and of course, still tells us that later again in the book of Revelations. So we know we're kings. All right? So take a position like a king. Think about it. Take a kingly position. Adjust yourself right where you are if you can. I just did too. Adjust yourself right where you are. Think like a king. Think like a king. Think like a king. Think like a king. Are you ready? Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 4 says, where the word of the king is, there is power. Where the word of the king is, there is power. So sit back as a king. Think for a moment. Think for a moment. Who denies the king? Who denies the king? Who? All right. And you are speaking the words of the King of all. You are speaking the words of the Sovereign One. All right. We're kings under him. Where the words of a king is, there is power. So when you speak, think like a king. You give command. You are to activate changes in your kingdom by the words of your mouth. Kings make decrees. You are to activate changes. All right? You activate changes. You give direction in your kingdom by the words of your mouth. So your house is your kingdom. Your body is your kingdom. Your terrain is your kingdom. If you share a room with someone, it's not a problem. That's still your kingdom. If you understand what I'm saying, whatever space you have, or if all you have is a travel bag in someone's house, it's fine. That will multiply. That will multiply. Why? Something happens. Great things happen when you speak. So you've got to remind yourself not to stop speaking. You've got to remind yourself not to keep quiet. There's power in the words spoken. All right? Not, the power in someone else's spoken word. Oh, we're going to get there in a minute. So you understand how much power God has vested into you. Okay? So you and I must understand, the importance, all right, of the spoken word, the value that God has committed to us. So in the same first, chapter of Genesis, God says in verse 26, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let him have dominion. All right? Over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, cattle. And one of the ways the Bible shows that man exerted dominion was that God asked him to tend the garden. Okay, so he was going to have to be in charge of the animals. Okay, your dominion is you being in charge. So, okay, what other example do we have? God allowed the animals to pass before him, and whatever name he called them, they were so. So Adam named them. They were so. So you means you name it, it will be so. And all God did was maybe smile as the animals passed by and Adam named them and just said, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. Whatever you say is fine. Whatever you say is fine. Whatever you say is fine. All right. And then you know that God has given you authority, rulership over your life, over your own domain. God didn't abandon you. No, he gave you power. He didn't leave you alone. He gave you authority to speak, to recreate, to change something. To speak, to recreate, to change something. Please believe it. All right? It's when we allow unbelief that these things get weakened. Believe it. Believe that your financial life can change this month of May. And not amen. We think maybe the longer we draw the amen, we got it. No. It will change because you will say it's changed. And you're going to put your foot down on the fact that it's changed. And going to keep saying it's changed. And then you wonder, is it all about saying? No. It's not. But saying has a lot to do with it. Did you get that? Saying has a lot to do with it. Most times because we've learned what to do in the natural, we forget the supernatural. So when we now get stuck in the natural, then we try to remember the supernatural. God don't chase you out. God will kick you off. So it's fine. Not the best. Anyway, but you have to remind yourself that God began by saying, in the beginning, God created how he spoke. John chapter 1 also says, in the beginning, let us know what happened in Genesis, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same Word was in the beginning with God. Watch this part. All things were created by him, him who, the Word, and without the Word was nothing created that was created. All things were created by the Word. All things. Please get this. Whatever you're looking for is amongst the all things. All things were created by the Word. Without the Word was nothing created that was created. All things were created by the Word. All things. Without the Word was nothing created. So if God, as wise as he is, would create with the word. And then we now are wise to think, must I have to speak the word? So, okay, you have the answer. So who be wiser now, right? Really? So God in his wisdom knows I've got to speak. Jesus spoke out his own resurrection. He spoke his life. He responded effectively to people's faith. He showed us that this thing can be activated. If Jesus did that, I mean, what did he do to the fig tree? He spoke to it. What did he do to Lazarus? He spoke to him. What did he do to the wind and the waves? He spoke. What did Peter walk on when Jesus asked him to come? Words. We've got to understand the power in it. Once again, something happens, all right? Great things happen when you speak. Are we getting this now? Something happens. Great things happen when you speak. 2 Corinthians, you know, and then the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul is speaking, of course, talking, beginning, you know, twisting it. Not like twist. I'm saying if you follow through, you learn different things in 2 Corinthians, all right? So, but I want to pick something we get to learn from it, which, yeah, not directly on faith, but doesn't lose us out, all right? Please get this. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the 17th verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 17. Very simple and basic faith principle. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the 13th verse of 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which we see, they are temporal. The things which we do not see are eternal. So once again, can you take a look around? Don't forget what God did to Abraham in Genesis 13 and said, as far as his eyes can see. So you might not be able to, you know, and obviously Abraham couldn't from one place see the whole of the promised land, right? So he had to likely take steps or take imaginative steps, all right? So you could take imaginative steps. So what are the things you could see, all right? You might be in your living room and then your car is outside. But that car is temporal. That type of car is temporal. You say, I want it changed. Yes, it is temporal. As it is there, it's changeable. The next one that comes is still changeable. Everything in the earth is changeable. They are temporal. The word of God is eternal. And then we use the eternal to create the temporal. We use the eternal to create the temporal. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which we see, they are temporal. The things which we do not see, look at your body. Maybe what you see in your body, you don't see health like you want to. That case is temporal. The word of God is eternal. And if currently you see health, fantastic. It lines up with the word of God that is eternal. But what you see now, take a look. What do you like? What don't you like? What would you like to change? What would you like to retain? Take a look at it. The power of your words can change it. That's what God created it for. That's what God made it available for. But you have to follow the rules. First, understand, verse 17, your light affliction. So it's called a light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's a light affliction. It's for a moment. It will work. It will change. The only reason it will change is verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which we see are temporal, and the things which you do not see are eternal. Look at the key in verse 13. 13, all right? 2 Corinthians 4, 13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Let's go to Mark 11. I want to explain believing and speaking and then show you something. Okay, Mark 11, right? Yep, maybe you might have guessed or known that was going there. So, welcome. Mark 11 and 23. Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Mark 11, 23. Glory to God. All right, are we there? So, Jesus says here, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, you know, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says." I know you know the verse, all right? I know you might be saying, "Oh, but I've applied this, all right? And it's not working like I thought it might work. I've not seen it, you know, change things like I thought it might change things. I've said things a bit." Let me say something. The mountain knows when you're serious. All right? The mountain knows when you mean your instruction. Did you get that? When you speak to situations, they know. They know. When Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves, they hushed. When he spoke to Lazarus, he rose up. When he spoke to the fig tree, it withered. That means these things, they know the voice of command. They know one when they hear one. "Oh, but I don't have one." No. The rules are there. Follow it, please. "For verily I say unto you, whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." Follow the rest now. "And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that the thing which he says will come to pass, he shall have whatever he says." So please don't doubt in your heart. Sometimes you don't know when you're doubting. And doubt could be as simple as it's a pain in your body, you know, and then you spoke to it a few, and then you felt, "I'm even tired. Let me just rest a little bit." All right, your body heard that. But you just said healed a few minutes ago. They said, "I'm even tired. Let me rest a little bit, you know. Let me rest a little bit." So you're lying down, someone asks, "How are you feeling?" It's not better yet, but let me rest first. Your body's hearing that one too. So, but you just gave a word of command. Then you say, "It's not better. Let me just rest first." You know, so it's subtle. All right. It's subtle. All right. It says, "Don't doubt in your heart. Believe the thing you say will come to pass." So even if you want to lie down, "How are you doing?" "Well, this is how I still feel, but I believe, all right, that I'm getting better by God's word. So let me just rest for a while. All right. I believe even as I rest, I am getting better." All right. So you're still sending the voice of command to your body. But there was something Jesus revealed to Kennedy again that I want to remind us of tonight. And I believe I should, because like I said at the beginning, it's not knowing this that is the issue. It's how we use it. All right. So Jesus said to Ken Hagen that my people are not saying as much as they ought to. Okay. So that we talk about believing, but we don't talk so much about saying. Because in our own generation, we also need to explain to people what it really means to believe. So we might need to do a lot of teaching on believing. But yet again, for those that now believe, all right, you find out we really are not saying. We're allowing ourselves to get overwhelmed. All right. So The 23rd verse again says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever," now let's count the number of times "say" appears here, all right? "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say," number one, "say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that whatever he says," number two, "will come to pass, he shall have whatever he says," number three. All right. So it's said here three times. The word "say" appears three times. I know you might have heard this before. I know you might know this. I know, you know, but I need you to understand something. And that is this. When you speak the word, speak it. Sometimes you need to keep hitting at the situation. It's not doubt. Please get this. It's not doubt. Keep hitting at the situation. 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 I know when it comes to health and healing, it could be tiresome sometimes. because already of how you're feeling in your body. But please speak. Your body needs to hear the voice of command. Can't I just say it once like Jesus and go to bed? Sometimes you can. But sometimes because your mind is still being renewed, all right, and then you might have spoken so much doubt around the area already that you might need to reverse a whole lot of the things you've said, you know, and some other time also because you might be dealing with a nut case, all right? Remember the guy that Jesus needed to, you know, get healed. He was blind. Jesus laid hands on him and asked how he's doing, and he said, well, I see, but I see men as trees, all right? And Jesus took him out, all right, laid hands on him again, and then he said he could be better. All right, so Jesus had to lay hands on him twice. He just didn't pray a second time. It doesn't have to be a prayer. It's a command. It's a command. So the second time is not prayer. The third time is not prayer. If you're praying again, then yes, you're changing, you know, the first one, because every new prayer of faith nullifies the previous one. Almost like you didn't believe you received the first time. But you're talking to that thing. You're talking, if you have a dog, you might understand this, all right? So you tell your dog, go back. You said it first time. You know your dog might not go back, right? And say, go back. Then say, go, then go, go. In fact, sometimes you, till you get to the gate and get out of the house, you're saying go back. All right? So you find that you are being tenacious. You're being tenacious. Dr. Lillian B. Yeoman's a dear woman of God. She's gone to be with many years ago, but I mean, through Ken Hagin's materials, and him talking about how we got to know about her ministry. I used to have about four of her books when I was pastoring in Ife then. I think I got them from where? Maybe Wisdom Bookshop or something. You know, all of our books back then when I was in Ife, you know, pastoring. Now, so Lillian B. Yeoman would say that she believes that if you speak the word about 10,000 times, it would have registered in your heart. See that figure. And why so? Because many times you are speaking commands that are not coming from your heart. And Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. So Jesus is already full of the word. So when it comes out, it's a command. God is already, how do we describe God? Full of the word. And then he speaks it. God himself, his life and everything. You know, and then command. It changes. So we take the word, which is life, and then we feel it in our hearts. And then we speak to have the command. To have the command. To have the command. All right? Nothing stops you. So saying every day for 1 hour, you know, I'm preciously blessed with my bouncing babies. I'm preciously blessed with my bouncing. It's not fanatism and it's not lack of faith. All right? You're not praying prayers. Now, if you do that and you know you're anxious, then stop it. All right? Rearrange yourself. Go back to what are you doing? You're saying to that mountain, I got my babies, baby. I got my babies. I have my babies. Me, I have my babies. All right? Because it depends on what you're dealing with and what floods your mind, all right? You might think of what the doctor is saying, all right? You might think of the news. You might think of this or that. You might say, okay, baby, let's go for another test. Or they say we should bring our specimens again. And all of that keeps going on, all right? So it might be about job, all right? It might be about spouse. There's a voice of command. The Lord is your shepherd, you will not lack. Listen, we know, all of us know this thing. But remember, something happens. Great things happen when you speak. That's part of what Jesus was teaching in Mark 11. He said, if you say to the mountain, it would obey you. That's Jesus telling you, listen, a mountain will move for you. Oh, glory to God. Did you hear that? A mountain will move for you. Get that. A mountain will move for you. Use, say to it, move. It will move. It will obey you. That's what Jesus is teaching in Mark 11. A mountain will move for you. A mountain will obey you. It will move on your behalf. Listen, once again, I said before, I'll say again, these circumstances, they know when we're serious. They know the voice of command. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? All right? Jesus, I know, Paul, I know. Remember that story? All right. They knew the voice of command. They knew that these guys speaking don't have... Now, those guys were not born again, all right? Because Bible said that their father was a Jewish exorcist. So, an exorcist is someone who cast out demons, all right? But, so, we don't do exorcism. We're not exorcists, all right? So, there are people who, by profession, so they use means. They have mediums by which they cast out demons and all of that. So, it's called exorcism. So, we don't do exorcism. Yeah. So, because we cast out demons, they say that's what we do. But, hey... So their father does that. But this demon now is not their father's me itself. You understand that? So he didn't even say, I know your father. I could have said, Jesus, I know Paul, I know your daddy, I know. Who are you? All right? But he said, no, I mean, I deal with people. All right? And it wasn't because Paul was a mighty man in the faith. No. It was because Paul is a believer. These signs will follow them that believe in my name, they cast out devils. And Paul was a believer that understood his authority in Christ. And that's just one of the things you and I need to learn. You and I need to learn. Yeah, but maybe I have this friend. The guy just blew. And then he didn't speak anything. And then I have this lady. Oh, she just got married. Oh, then she didn't speak anything. And then I have this guy. He just passes exams. And he doesn't speak anything. I understand that. I've seen that. I've seen people who just seem to have it okay in some areas. But the truth is, those people don't have it okay in all areas. All right? Everybody needs God somewhere. Everybody needs God in somewhere. So, some area. So, even those people you see and you admire because they got something so quick, check them. They are praying about something else. They are desiring something else. There's something everybody is looking up to a higher power for. All right? So, some might come to Jesus. And then some might try, you know about that. Very many other means. Everybody seeks higher power because everybody doesn't have it all. All right? And then you are in a place where, you know, Christ has been made unto you all things. Christ has been made unto you all things. And he's giving you authority. He's giving you a voice. And he says, use your voice and make a change. Hallelujah. So in Mark 11, we're told, say, whosoever will say. So today, check again, all right? So I've asked you to look around more than once, all right? So now, look inwards. Today, how many times have we spoken the word of God? How many times? All right? Now, it don't just mean you just said something, oh, it is well with me today, oh, wow. It is well, good enough, all right? Good enough. But how many times have you spoken to a situation? Today. Today. How many times? Like I said at the beginning, it's not that we do not know, but we really don't do as we ought to do. How many times have you spoken to something today? Today. I'll ask again. How many times have you spoken to something today? All right. So if Lillian B. Yeomans, you know, believes you need to speak about 10,000 times to register something in your heart. And I've seen cases where I've had to meditate for quite a while. After a while, I wasn't meditating as much anymore, but I was seeing the fruit of the meditation. Obviously, something had clicked inside of me. Something had been sorted inside of me. All right? Something had happened on my inside. Something had happened on my inside. So I need you and I to have that understanding. So let's go to Mark 5. All right? So we're in 11. So go to Mark 5. All right? The story of the woman with the issue of blood. Now, very many things to say about the story. All right? Very many messages have been preached about the woman. All right? And great woman. I mean, great to meet her one day. Now, it's still a faith principle in as much as, you know, we also get to say, don't see yourself as a woman, all right, going to church and going to look for Jesus, to talk Jesus and all of that. While that, yeah, so that you don't always put yourself in the I am the sick person mode, don't miss the faith principle here, please. So follow it. Mark 5 from 25. Mark 5, 25. And the certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched him. For she said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. Three important things happened here. Number one, when she heard of Jesus, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. When she heard of Jesus, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, for she said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. So she heard, she said, she took action. 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 And eventually when Jesus would speak, he said in verse 34, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. How did he know she had faith? Because he said faith is released in words. Faith also is released in actions. So she said and she took action. All right. Bible scholars make us realize that she kept on saying. Listen, being a woman with the issue of blood dripping from her consistently means she was legally not expected to be in the public. She was legally not expected to be amongst the people. And the people legally were expected to, you know, treat her harshly if you had found her that way. But then she disobeyed all laws and pushed herself through the crowd. Something must have kept her going. She kept on saying. She kept on saying. She kept on saying. Please don't just say, I will survive. I will survive. I mean, it's fine. But get the word of God. She heard. So what have you heard? You've heard a lot already. All right? Go into God's word. Find scripture. Go into God's word. Find scripture that covers your case. Find scripture that covers your case. And keep saying. Keep saying. Keep saying. Keep saying. Keep saying. Sometimes you've prayed, you're a bit tired of the prayer, then leave the prayer for a while. All right? Maybe you've prayed each month, and then when you see your, you know, monthly circle, it has what it does to your faith. Tell yourself, okay, next 6 months, I am not going to pray about baby. Next 6 months. I'm not praying about any baby. Next 6 months. Ah, but it's too far. You've waited already. Hold on. Hold on. Next 6 months. I'm not praying about any baby. But every day for the next 6 months, I'll talk about my babies for at least an hour. I'm not praying about it. You know, because as what these things do, you're already expectant. All right? So you've released your faith. Then you see a tip of blood. Oh, maybe I missed it. So remove all of that. All right? I know cases of people, at least maybe about two people coming to mind right now, that their circle was still running and they were 3 months pregnant. 2-3 months pregnant. You know, so take this thing off your mind. Take it off your mind. Take it off your mind. And also on who was not ovulating, all right? And she still got pregnant, not ovulating. How? The next question is it ovulation you want or is baby you want? So sometimes we're looking at the wrong thing. We're looking at the wrong thing. We've been medically tuned, all right? And then when someone wants to speak faith to us, we might not want to adjust easily because there's so much medical information around us. So then our faith is, oh, I want to ovulate. All right, ovulate. But the truth is, what do you want? I don't think Sarah ovulated. Sarah had passed menopause, meno stop, meno eject, meno pull the plug from the DVD player. All right, she had passed everything. So God didn't promise her ovulation. Please catch that revelation. God didn't promise Sarah ovulation. God promised Sarah baby. Baby came. Mary didn't have an egg humanly put into her. God worked out the whole story. So God now gives you the power to say, work with me on this story. Work with me on your story. All right? What do you want to say with me? What do you want to change with me? What do you want to adjust with me? Because we're working together. God and you are a team now. Numbers chapter 13. So finding Numbers 13. All right. So your mind's already flipping. Numbers 13. Numbers 13. Yeah. Numbers 13. All right. You know, Numbers chapter 13. So we see there. All right. In Numbers chapter 13 from verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess this land, for we are well able to take it. But the men that were with him said, we are not able to take the land, you know, go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up its inhabitants, and all the people that saw it, that we saw in it, are men of great stature. So they are describing that situation, all right? And hey, there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants and were in our sight as grasshoppers. And so, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. But look at 30, 2, it says, and they brought up an evil report. Listen, I was saying, is your ovulation one a baby? I know it might sound, I'm not being insensitive, please. I'm simply saying, what do you want? I remember sometime God taught me a lesson and eventually it played out. All right, so I was in the city of Ijebu. Okay, I'm still there as we speak. But I'm talking about years ago. So I was in the city of Ijebu day. I needed to see 2 people, all right? 2 pastor friends. I needed to see them quickly and then get back to church. I think one was having his birthday. I think one was having something. So I needed to get there. So I took a bike, all right? I didn't have a car at that time, all right? I guess I was in between cars, obviously. So I think one had gone, another yet to come. So I took a bike from the venue of the church and went to the venue of the first pastor's church. I lighted from the bike. Someone saw me. I'm like, oh, one of the members of their church already coming out, I guess, or something, standing outside. Hey, Pastor Rex, oh, pastor sitting inside. Oh, don't pay for your bike. I'll take care of it. All right. So I got in, saw the pastor. Hey, hi. Just want to make sure I still came. Thank you. All right. Oh, but I need to go now. Oh, which way are you going? Oh, to see this other pastor. Oh, yeah. I think maybe said someone else was going that way. Okay, the person will take me there. And then I went to see the other pastor and then got there. I'm going. All right. So I got to the bus stop, took a bike, and then I lighted at the front of the church, and someone right there in front of church says, oh, pastor, you cannot pay, you know, for this bike. I'll pay for it. So I said, okay, thank you. And then I walked in, but I smiled, all right, because something dawned on me. That means you can make a round trip and not spend 1 kobo. So I smiled. Now, guys, in 2017, that happened to me, and it happened with international trips, round trip. 2018, international trip, round trip. So is it the money you want or the trip? I want the trip. Yeah, see now, that doesn't sound insensitive. So please, when I said, all right, is it ovulation or baby? I wasn't trying to be insensitive, you know, right, to anybody that might be listening, all right, or whatever your case might be. I'm simply saying the end point, it is. The end point, it is. And God honors your faith on the end point. God honors your faith. Jesus didn't have to stand in front of the tomb of Lazarus and say, Lazarus, start breathing. Oxygen, get back into him. Body, receive the oxygen. It just went endpoint command. Lazarus, stand up. All right? He didn't say north wind, blow back. South wind, return. East wind, chillax. Peace, be still. Endpoint. What's your endpoint? Radical change of status? All right, start saying it. Endpoint, my babies. Your twins, your boy, your girl, start. Endpoint. Because sometimes we get mixed up in the details. I want to speak to my ovaries. I want to speak to my this. Listen, haven't you heard testimonies of people who gave birth without wombs? Haven't you heard of guys that their sperm counts were 0 or low? And they still impregnated their wives and the sperm count was... So sometimes sperm count rise. Who is counting? All right, that was just maybe to make you laugh, all right? But I'm saying, so if we give attention to the medical, I'm saying don't be too carried away with the details. Don't get lost with the details. Speak to the situation. Speak to the mountain. Speak to your finances. Speak the end point. Then the wisdom of God will start playing out on what steps you should take. So we're still in Numbers. Now, I know you know this story. So by Numbers 14, okay, the 28th verse of Numbers 14, 28, God said to Moses, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. So what did they say? They said, we are not able, we're going to die. So if you read Numbers 14 from verse 1, you see a whole lot of those complaints too. All right, so tell them they said it, so it was going to happen. So this is the story, but I want to show you the backside of the story. Let's go to Joshua. The book of Joshua chapter 2. All right, so Joshua chapter 2. Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. Maybe he sent two because it was only two of them that were smart enough, right? All right. And they went and came into the harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And he was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in here tonight to the of the children of Israel to search out the city. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to you, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all our country. And the woman took the two men, hid them, and said, thus, hey, there came men unto me, but did not know where they went. All right, so I don't know. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out, all right, where the men did not know, and then they pursued them quietly, all right, and then, you know, for they shall overtake them, thinking that that's what they will do. But she brought them forth, all right, by the roof of her house, and hid them by the stalk of flax, which she had laid in order, you know, upon her roof. And the men pursued after them, you know, by the wall of Jericho unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they lay down, she came unto them upon the roof. Watch this conversation. And she said unto them, I know the Lord had given you this land. Please watch this. I know the Lord has given you this land, and that your terror is falling upon us and on all the inhabitants of the land. We faint because of you. For we have heard of how the Lord dried up the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and when you, what you did unto the king of the Amorites, all right, that were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we have heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven, hey, and in earth beneath. Oh my goodness. This is coming from a stranger. This is coming from a people, all right, a lady amongst the people they are coming to attack. Now, this is what I'm trying to play up. Moses sent out 12 spies. They came back. 10 of them said what they wanted to say based on the report they saw. 2 of them said, let's go possess. Joshua sends out 2 people. They meet a woman that tells them, we know we're defeated already. We know who sent you people. All right? You guys are champions. We know. I'm trying to show you something. What if the guys that Moses had sent out, what if they had met a woman like this? Wouldn't that have changed the narrative? Wouldn't that have given them a little more confidence? Get where I'm going now. Just stay with me. Wouldn't that have made them feel, oh, really? So all these giants that we see here, what about them? I should have said to them, don't worry. They look big, but we're afraid of you people. We're afraid of you people. Because she's able to give them inside information. And that's what they got here. They got inside information. Now, not because Joshua waited for it or needed it. He sent them out, checked the land out. If they didn't meet the woman, they were still going to do what they were going to do. God's word was God's word, as far as Joshua was concerned. But I'm only saying, what if those other 10 guys got this kind of information, all right, about their visit? Oh, the land is wonderful. Oh, we saw giants. Well, then we met someone, maybe a boy, a girl, a man, a woman. And the person said to us, oh my goodness, your God is God indeed. We're afraid of him. Oh my goodness, your God is God indeed. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Maybe some of you are catching this already. They got inside information. So if those guys had gotten inside information, it would have affected how they saw the giants. They would still have seen the giants, but they would have seen the giants in a different way. They would have said, no, we know you're giants, but we've heard something else. We know you're giants, but we know you're afraid of us. We know you're giants, but we know you're shaking already. We know you're giants, but we know you're lily-livered. We know you know about our God. So yes, I know you wish you have such inside information about that sickness, that as you spoke the first word, the Holy Ghost came and said, keep speaking, keep speaking, keep speaking. Something just happened now. Something just happened now. Something just happened now. Something just happened now. You know, you wish you could get that too. But we don't get it like they didn't get it. God doesn't give it all the time. It's called faith. It's called faith. Anybody caught something from what I just said? You know, we now have inside information, the Word of God. Bible lets us know that death and life are in the power of your tongue. When you speak, something's happening. Don't forget, something happens. Great things happen when you speak. We have inside information. Something happens. Great things happen when you speak. And the truth is, really, you could get the voice of the Holy Ghost. I've seen that too happen. He encourages you. Don't stop. Don't give up now. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. That thing is falling. You get encouraged. But I'm saying you don't always. Sometimes as if it's about to get worse. Or it's already getting worse. But because it gets worse, doesn't mean it's not about to get better. Sometimes when it's getting worse, don't give up. Don't give up. Remember the case of the epileptic child? All right, Jesus cast out the demon. The guy hit the floor, foamed in the mouth. All right, shook up a bit, but he was going to be okay. Wiggles what? Healed a little boy. All right, the boy hit the floor, flat. His father screamed, "You've killed my son." Wiggles what pulled him off. The guy was alive. All right, so hey. The inside information, Rahab the harlot gave to them, we have it in God's word. And yes, we have it in the Holy Ghost. That inside information, we have it in God's word. Glory to God, we have it in the Holy Ghost. That inside information, guys, they didn't have it, but they had it. Because that's what Joshua and Caleb worked with. Joshua and Caleb walked with, guys, what else are we waiting for? God said, this is our land. Let us go. They said, no, we know what we saw. No, guys, go by the word. Go by the word. Go by the word. Go by the word. Proverbs 18. We'll start tying this up. I believe you're being blessed. Proverbs 18. I know you know it. But let's read it. Proverbs 18 and the 20th verse. All right, 21st verse is, of course, far more popular. Proverbs 18 and 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips he will be filled. Listen, if I told you you were your problem, you'll feel bad, you'll feel sad. You might get mad at me. But don't touch that dial if you wear a radio, you know. That's what I told you. Don't switch off. But if I told you you were your problem, please trust me, it's good news. If God were the problem, you know there's nothing we can do about it. Do you know that? Aha. If it's God that is making sure we're not blessed, then we can't be blessed. But isn't it good to know that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness? Isn't it good to know he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Isn't it good to know that he would not withhold anything from us? Isn't it good to know that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people? Isn't it good to know that he wants us to prosper? Isn't it good to know that he that spared us, spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all? How would he not with him also freely give us all things? So God is on your side already. That's good news. God is on our side. It's good news. So that we are now the ones keeping the thing from happening, let's accept it without condemnation. Let's accept it as responsibility. Are you getting this? If we say the devil is a problem, it's still not a problem. Why? Because you have the power to deal with the devil. Are you getting this now? All right? If God were the issue, then there's a problem. All right? If God is saying you can't be blessed, then you can't. If God is saying you can't prosper, you can't. You're in trouble. We stay there forever. We just suck it up till we get to heaven. But God says me that he wants all grace to abound unto us, so that in all things, at all times, having all that we need, we may abound. Are you getting this? So that in all things, at all times, having all we need, we may abound. So that in all things, at all times, having all we need, we abound. Are you getting that? So God is on your side. God is on your side. So Bible says a man's belly, Proverbs 18:20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he will be filled. Guys, I'm not satisfied yet. I don't think anybody listening right now is. But don't just get out there and burn yourself out. Don't just get out there and lose your sanity in order to just make some things happen or get some baby or, you know, get a promotion or something. Don't just lose your sanity, you know, or because you want to do something. Don't just lose your spirituality to make extra money. A man's belly will be satisfied. There's this testimony I've heard Dr. Bill Winston share again and again. It's just beautiful. Each time I hear it, about when his wife was going to get a job, right? He was already in full-time ministry. He had worked at IBM as a manager and all of that. But was in ministry and she needed to get a job, you know, if I have that part of the story correctly, you know. And then they made a list of the kind of job she wanted and they itemized it. The distance to the house, the minimum pay package, the closing time. They listed everything now, all right? And they released their faith for it, all right? Even after they had done that, you know, the man added some extra thousands of dollars to it. And then, you know, she got the job. Exactly. Number of distance to the house. Exactly. Listen, God has given us authority. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he will be filled. We have authority, but we've turned it to, oh God, do something. God, when would you do something? God says, change it. Speak to the mountain. There's the place of prayer, but listen, maybe for a while, reduce some of the requests. Feed your faith and speak to situations. Speak to situations. Speak. You've been in between jobs for quite a while. You've prayed, you thought, you fasted, you're tired. Stop. Get into God's word. For the next 1 or 2 weeks, don't pray about work, job. Just read scriptures on favor, on increase. Just read about the seed of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham. 2 weeks thereabout. If you can, the next 1 month. If you can, just do that. It will fill your faith. It will fill your heart. Then be ready to release your faith. And you'll see things happen. You'll pray better prayer then. You'll pray better prayer than, God, you've been looking at me. You're not doing anything. Some of those prayers, they really, guys, they're insulting. I mean, how do we tell God is just looking at us doing nothing? Where were we when he sent Jesus to die for us? You know, we've over-equated material things far above Jesus Christ himself. So Jesus dying is almost like God did nothing. So all because, you know, someone lost a job, God, what were you looking at? Why didn't you do anything? You know, so we get insulted. You know, but it's just lack of revelation, really. So I'm sure God sees that as ignorance and just winks at it. It's lack of revelation. A man's belly shall be satisfied. So once again, as we close, look around your house. Look around your house. Look around your life. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips, he will be filled. All right? You need to learn now to become a loquacious Christian. A talking Christian. A loquacious Christian. Did you get that? One who talks a lot. But not just talking to people and making them happy. That's fun. You should. But create time. Speak to your destiny. Speak to your life. Speak to your situations. Speak to your circumstances. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips, he will be filled. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips, he will be filled. The next verse then says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it, whichever, the death, the life, will eat the fruit thereof. So please note fruit in both verses. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit too of his mouth. 21 says, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips. Your lips increasing. The words, like Dr. Yeoman said, 10,000 times you say the thing. A man's belly satisfied. Oh, I wish I could have a millionaire. I've been there too. And a few times I saw it, were not wishes. A few times I got close, were not wishes. So, you know, so I'm saying you could talk. We could talk. And I'm just using that example, like 10,000 there, 5 times on there, just 2,000 there. until the level you want becomes a norm. I remember when Creflo $8, you know, told his wife, baby, you know, I have a millionaire status. He said she laughed. Of course, she knew what he had in the bank. But that was his confession. I have a millionaire status. 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 And by the time he knows what he means by status. You might say status is not money now. No, he knows. He knows he means money. I mean, the status here, yeah, is authentic. All right. He said sometime after that, of course, maybe many months or maybe running 2 years, a few. Said he showed her his bank statement. Said, I told you I have a millionaire status. And if you know Crawford, you know how he talks. Said, I told you I have a millionaire status. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he will be filled. Death and life and the power of the tongue, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I believe this has been helpful. You could take a minute or two, speak to your life. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he will be filled. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he will be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Keep speaking, please. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he will be filled. I could leave you with this counsel. You could meditate on these two verses, maybe for the weekend. Maybe no confessions over the weekend or a little bit. Today, tomorrow, next tomorrow, just chew on this. So that you're not doing it and you do it for 3 days and you give up because you don't have light on it yet on your own. Or you keep doing your confessions, but meditate on this. So Father, we thank you because your light finds expression. All right. Don't forget the communication of your faith. I never quoted that, but Philemon 6, the communication of your faith becomes effective by acknowledging the good things in you. Keep speaking because something happens. Great things happen when you speak. So thank you for having me.
Wow. That was awesome. That was so, so awesome. Thank you, Reverend Larry Rex Onosoya. I believe that's what you're saying right now. All right, so that's the word, and there's a lot of wisdom in that word that we just heard. I'd like you to, this good news, the message was recorded, okay? So that means you can listen to it again and again and again and again. All right. So could you go ahead and just lift up your hands where you are and say, Father, I thank you for the word I just heard. Thank you for the wisdom that was given to me. Thank you for tonight. Thank you. I've been blessed by your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm delighted. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. You are a good, good God, a good, good God. If you received the word while the word was going on, go ahead and thank him for that word. If you received an answer to a question in your heart while the word was going on, which I believe you did, go ahead and thank him for that also. Just thank him, give him praise. He's a faithful God and is mindful of us. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, everyone, joining in as a result of the outreach. Maybe you saw this on Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. I mean, I just want to say thank you for coming in to the platform. We really appreciate this. All right, so tomorrow by 7 a.m., this would continue. All right, so we'd like you to tune in still to the link that we used tonight. All right, so that we can get together again tomorrow by 7. Have an awesome, awesome night. Love you.